This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're in class with us today. We're going to be talking about education. We're going to talk about students. We're going to talk about, have things changed? With someone who knows. We're going to be talking about what do the students want? What do they demand? What's the faculty and administration's attitude? Are students prepared for the real world? Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Marty Barrett's with us. Welcome, Marty Barrett.
Hey, glad to be here.
Hey. Thank you for being with us today and sharing your wealth of knowledge about teaching. Now, you've been teaching for about 20 years, the hard sciences, biology, and at the college level, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've seen a lot. So, Marty, let me ask you this. Have the students' attitudes changed over the last two decades that you have been teaching the hard sciences? Do they...
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
How have they changed?
Well, they're the customer now. It's not just the... We're all on an even slate, and they feel comfortable complaining about the service they're getting, which certainly we never would have in our era. And they're quite intolerant to foreign accents as well. You know, we have a couple of instructors that have slight accents that they won't tolerate it. Unlike in our day where we had to... decode what the guy was saying because we couldn't. My physics teacher was from Greece, and when they say it's all Greek to me, it really was. I had trouble enough understanding it, let alone the concept. Mm-hmm. The slight accent is, they're extremely intolerant of that.
Okay. Is there anything else that's changed in the last 20 years? Now, being the customer is very interesting, and I can sort of understand that because they're paying for it. But what are they? What else are they demanding, if you will, as a customer?
We have one instructor who's kind of elderly, but still on his game, and they don't want to hear him. He teaches with no bells and whistles, but he gets the material across pretty clearly. And they won't tolerate it. They complain about him constantly because they want PowerPoints with all the information. They want everything given to them. They don't want to have to extract the information from what he says.
When you say PowerPoints, they want a copy of the instructor's materials?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're saying is the instructor goes to the front of the room, and this particular instructor, or they expect an instructor to have a PowerPoint presentation, which is available for them to download at any time to reread. So why? So they don't have to take notes?
Yeah, and why should they be there is a bigger question. I've had students say, why aren't your lecture notes all online? And I usually say, because I want to see you. I want somebody here to instruct. And they want to be able to do it without the benefit of even having seen you. But most places have some sort of attendance policy to try to guard against that.
Let me see if I've got this right. So are we saying that the students are so lazy that they don't want to come to class?
Sure.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to
more and more classes go online, which is ridiculous. We're doing a chemistry lecture and lab online. would you like to hire a chemist who's only moved the mouse across the stage and, you know, dripped a few drops into this vial on a, you know, like a computer game to work in your lab?
Well, Marty, you and I sat next to each other at the university in chemistry lab, and that's not how it was. We didn't use a mouse to drop and titrate in vials, tubes, flasks. We didn't do that. We actually did it in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. Okay. I'm kind of disappointed that we've gotten, not you and me, but that education has gotten this far. I mean, has fallen this far.
Mm-hmm.
So the students, how seriously are our faculty taking the demands of the students?
Well, if you don't take them seriously, you know, in addition to complaints, they're kind of assessing you at the end of the semester. And a lot of your worth at the college, it depends on how you're assessed by the students. So if they're unhappy, you're going to be unhappy because you might be out of a job.
Oh.
So you answer everything.
I guess they know that, right?
Yes, yes.
So, all right, so when it comes to rating my instructor, do they, or rating your instructor, whatever that website is.
Yeah.
How seriously is that taken?
I don't believe they look at that, but they have an internal audit. So they tell the students at the end of the semester to go online to a certain site, and they ask you a million questions about the course. You know, were they on time? Did they get a syllabus? But then also about their teaching methods and if you thought they were fair. And that goes that counts a lot in your annual evaluation.
Okay. And I can, you know, I've had annual evaluations. It's done by the boss. My dad, as you know, was a teacher, a teaching principal, and a principal, and an acting superintendent. But my dad was a little different. He actually would sit in on the classes. He didn't rely on anyone else's evaluation of the teachers.
Right.
He evaluated the teachers. And he didn't say, I'm going to be there on Thursday, you know, for whichever class. He would just show up. So he kept the, you know, the teachers on their game by, well, General Electric had a term for that, and they would call that management by walking around. He was visible, and the teachers knew that, well, and he would review their lesson plans. I mean, he would take them home, and he would sit and review their lessons plans, and there was lots of red ink on them. So if their lesson plans weren't up to his standards, they had to redo them.
Yep. That's the way it used to be. Well, now they still come in and observe your class once a year, but they have to do it at your permission. So you tell them what date to show up. And I know a lot of instructors tell their classes, now ask a lot of questions, behave yourself in class because the boss is coming tomorrow, and kind of set things up, which I think is kind of tacky, but they do that to make sure that, because a lot of it is how the class behaves while they're there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you a little bit of insight to radio, and it's germane to this discussion. So there are several engineers, as you know, who engineer this broadcast. Nathan is engineering today. We've got Andy, Blake, and a few others jump in from time to time. And sometimes a gentleman by the name of John would jump in. And I would never know when that would happen. Now, here's my take on that. So, at 9 o'clock in the morning, a.m. Central Time, I connect with High Speed Digital to GCN. And I go, I'm here. And this is Vincent, I'm here. And the engineer will say, great, good morning, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'd say, Nathan, it's great to hear your voice. Andy, it's great to hear your voice. Blake, it's great to hear your voice. And every once in a while, I wouldn't really be able to catch very quickly this other person's voice. And sometimes it was a guy named John. Now, John, at that time, he's no longer with GCN, but at the time, he was the program director. Program director. He's the guy who decided who's on the air and who's not.
Uh-huh.
Who's worthy of being on the air, which programs are, you know, cogent, salient, on the mark, you know, worth spending the time, the effort, the money to keep on the air. That's what he did. And, you know, he would just show up. Now, for me, wow, what an honor. But it also meant I had to be prepared, okay? I just couldn't tread water. I just couldn't say, well, shoot, I have no idea where our instructor is. Well, you know, geez, I couldn't do that. I had to be prepared all the time because I never knew when, you know, the principal was going to be in class watching me teach, evaluating my methods. Mm-hmm. So it even happens in radio, and I think it's a good thing. Well, let me ask you, what do these young people who are in class, and I guess most of them are young, and I guess some are a little older, but what do they expect to determine their grades? How do they expect their teacher to determine their grades, or do they want to determine their own grades?
Well, I'm sure they would take that option if it were available, but my students have varied from age 13 to 77, so try to keep that whole area enthused with what you're talking about. And, you know, some with very high intelligence and some just out of high school and don't really want to be there. So what they want is that they want attendance grades. They want credit for being there. So for breathing in your chair ought to get you a couple of points. And in college, it shouldn't. I guess they've been kind of pampered on the way there and feel that that's acceptable. And I think you have to do more than just breathe in your seat to get a grade.
Yeah. We're going to be going into a break in a few minutes, and I'd like to share a quick story with you about something that's happened to me, and I didn't do something that I normally do, but I need a little bit more time than a minute to tell that story, and I'd love to hear your response. So the students feel that they should get credit for showing up. They also, some students feel that they don't need to show up.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Some feel that they should just be able to look at the stuff at home and if they can do it on their own, fine.
Okay, do you think that they really look at the material at home? Can you get a feel for that? For example, if you weren't there, do you think, based on your experience of what they have shown you in terms of dedication and homework, those kinds of things that you can actually measure, do you think that they would really do a good job if they were left on their own to their own devices, their own somewhat own timetable?
There are those that would and those that wouldn't.
Okay. Would you want, and you teach biology and future nurses, would you want a future nurse who was left to his or her own devices?
No.
Thanks for protecting us. Marty Barrett, we'll be right.
My name is Kiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, Call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about students, and we're talking about what is happening in education. And here's a story that I believe relates, and I think the times are changing, and this might be an illustration of that. So, Marty, just to preface this, when I get my hair cut, I overtip. I tip at least 50%, at least. Okay?
Wow.
When I go to a restaurant, I overtip. Okay? And generally, you know, the service is excellent. So we had a tire blowout on the back of one of our tractors, and it's about a 10,000-pound tractor. The tire measures 5 3/4 feet tall, almost 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Tire weighs 346 pounds. That's what the tire weighs, you know, without the rim, okay? So we contacted our local tire guy, a guy I've been doing business with for years and years and years, and he said, well, all right, what size? I told him the size. He said, all right, good. Let me come on out. And now it's about maybe 4 miles from his shop where he lives and works on his farm to our farm. And I said, well, we've got the air tools, we've got the compressor, we've got the, you know, the tire spoons, which are the tools used to remove tires from rims. And I said, we've got a hydraulic jack. The tractor's already jacked up for you. And we've got the impact gun and sockets, you know, necessary. If you need anything else, you know, please bring it. Okay, so he came out, took a look, said, okay. Next day, he brought the tires. Now, we had negotiated the price. When I say negotiate, actually, he gave me different prices, and they kept changing. He said, we'll charge you $35 a piece to change the tires. Well, then he changed it to $50. I said, okay. So when he showed up to look, he brought two other helpers with him. One was a young volunteer boy, farm boy, and one was the other guy was his father. So the three guys came and took a look. I gave each one of them a USA Prepares coffee mug, and I gave the owner of the tire shop a canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a supplement that costs about $60. So here you go. Now, they worked on the tires, and they didn't do it the way we wanted. And our son was there, and I was there. I said, look, you know, they're not going to be on. They're going to wobble. If you put the tires on, the tires are going to wobble. They're going to go down the street or down the road as if the wheels are bent. So I said, here's what you need to do. But they didn't want to do it that way. They wanted to do it their way. And sure enough, when they were all done, the tires were not true, and it would look like bent rims, at least out 1 inch wobble, which is you couldn't drive without, you know, jumping out of your seat as this tractor went down the road or down the field. It was just unacceptable. So I did something that I have never done, and that is I did not tip them in addition to what I already gave them. I didn't. And what happened was our son and I had to jack up the tractor again, and we spent, you know, a couple hours truing the tires. Now, it was easier to true them the way when they had it up in the air the first time, but no, they didn't want to do that. So the question is, do you reward somebody for working hard? It took them 4 hours. It shouldn't have taken 4 hours, but it did because they didn't really want to pay attention. They didn't want to mark the rims on the wheels before they took it apart the way we would have. They weren't as careful as we would have been, and if they were, it would have been a lot easier, but it took them twice as long. It took them 4 hours instead of 2 hours, and the job was not done satisfactorily because we had to redo it. Now, the question is, in a situation like that, yes, they worked hard. It was hot. It was sweaty. They worked hard, but they didn't do a good job, not to my standards, or as good of a job as we ended up doing for ourselves. Do you tip someone like that? Or do you just say thanks very much and, you know, did they earn a tip? And how does this relate to education? Well, because the students work hard or they show up, but they don't do well in regurgitating the information or understanding the information or displaying a knowledge of the information. Do you give them a tip or a good grade because they were there? Or do you grade them based on how well they've done learning and understanding and being able to discuss what they've learned? So that tipping situation, how do you feel about that?
I agree with you totally. I don't think a tip is indicating a job well done. And you don't get it for just showing up. And I don't think the students do as well. I think they need to prove it to me, not by just being there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So by proving it to you, when they leave the classroom and go on to further education, they will be able to do a better job in the next class because education builds, right, on the previous experiences, right?
Yep, I lay the foundation.
Let's talk about, are they prepared?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's primary voting today in a half dozen states: New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. The highest profile race is in Utah. That's where 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is heavily favored to win the GOP Senate nomination. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster is in a tense runoff with Republican challenger John Warren. President Trump was campaigning with McMaster in South Carolina last night. The president, though, talking about some other issues as well, including recent calls for members of his administration to be harassed in public.
It's the party of Maxine Waters. Do you believe her?
The president referring there to Democrats. Meanwhile, House Democrat Maxine Waters says she did call for administration officials to be harassed, but not to be harmed. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Marty Barrett's with us, college instructor for 20 years. And she teaches biology. I've known Marty for since the early 1970s. Marty, students today, are they prepared for classes like yours, the hard sciences? And what I mean by that, have students been passed along from previous classes that they would use to build upon in order to understand your class? Are they prepared for your class?
Some are, and there's some that are way far behind. I had a student this semester, which I would say she's in a third grade level. And how do you take somebody who's 50 years old and catch them up to where they should be now? It didn't have the background to even learn the basic concepts. It really,
right, so
really kind of sad.
How does that happen? Can anybody take any classes? I mean, can I just say, well, I want to be a rocket scientist. Let me start at the 400 level.
Depending on, you have to pass tests in reading comprehension, writing, and math.
Okay.
If you're not up to snuff, they'll put you in remedial classes for those three.
Okay.
But other than that, you can take anything you like.
All right. Did this lady pass those classes or those tests?
She got a C on trial number 4.
Okay, so she took
four
the
times
tests
this class.
4 times. She's certainly persistent.
That's what made me sad about the whole thing. If she had a decent education before and parents that really cared, she wouldn't be in this mess. I don't think she was incapable of learning. It was just so far behind. Nobody really taken the effort with her before.
Okay. So did this person have a job and just wanted to get ahead? Was that the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's probably not going to come true for her.
Okay.
But I admire her resilience.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's other classes she can take and maybe do better or go through some of that remediation. Heck,
yeah.
I was dyslexic and I could hardly read. And when I was in elementary school, my teachers thought that I need to be in the short bus class, you know, the one where.
Yeah.
My mom said, no, he's just having trouble reading. The letters are jumping around the page. And so I worked and worked and worked and finally outgrew being dyslexic. But it took effort. So maybe that's what she needs to do. Maybe she needs to keep applying herself and just start to catch up at the point where she is caught up, then take the class. So that leads me to the next question, Marty. Now, my parents, when I was in elementary school and I would have homework, I would sit and do my homework, and my dad would come in and say, well, so how you doing? Let's take a look. And he would kind of monitor that. My mom was interested in my work as well. And, you know, over the years, if I wrote papers, they would read them. Oh, let's take a look. Let's see see how you're doing. Let's see what you're up to. Let's see what your thoughts are. And let's see if we can, offer any advice and counsel, suggestions and opinions and so forth. And what would happen is they would give me constructive criticism. Now, they didn't do my homework for me. I did it, but they were interested and they reviewed it. Is that what happened with your parents?
Yeah, to some extent. Certainly with my children, I did that. And I remember with my dad one time trying to have him understand my geometry homework. And I said, okay, you got this rhombus. And my dad goes, what's a rhombus? And then as I explained it to him, I figured out the problem and left. And came back a few minutes later, my dad was still there trying to work on the problem. neighborhood kids ask me things like that, too, and I get obsessed. I got to solve this.
Well, that's really wonderful.
With my kids.
Okay, and with our children, we've done the same thing. So if they had math, well, we homeschooled them too, but and we would look at, you know, they'd have to write papers and do math and those kinds of things. And Mrs. Finelli worked with them to a great extent. I worked with them as well, and we would review their homework. Then, as they went to further studies, where they went on to, our children went to college. And they had papers and projects and things, and we would look at them and review them and give them our opinions before they were turned in so they could, learn from us and learn more from their teachers. And it really worked well. So are you seeing that parents are doing the same thing today?
Not at my level, no. But one girl, I remember her saying that her father studied with her every night, went over her flashcards with her. And she was young. She was 18, and I thought that was great. And he kept saying that he learned a few things along the way.
Of course. Of course. So, based on that experience, do you think that student was better off than that student would have been without spending time with her father?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a big help.
Right. So why is it, then, that I guess most parents are not like that? Is that correct?
Yeah. And I tell my students, even sometimes it helps students to read out loud, even. You know,
even if they're alone.
Learner. And
even
they
if they're
can
alone.
Read to their dog if they want to. They can study with their dog. Just the act of doing that. I guess the whole secret is learning what kind of learner you are and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be pretty challenging. One of my daughters also had reading problems when she was in first grade. And they discovered she was a tactile learner, you know, by touch.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my friends, who's a special ed teacher, took shaving cream and put it all over a cookie sheet in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And said, okay, now form your letters in the shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, she was great at that. It kind of opened up a whole new world for her, and I started working with her on that level. And she did exceptionally well eventually. We just had to kind of unlock that secret.
Okay, so she's a tactile learner. All right, let me ask you, what is she doing now?
She's building airplane engines. Which
so
is a tactile kind of thing.
So that teacher was right from early years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she loved to read, and she had horrible reading problems as a child. But part of it was tracking. You know, trouble tracking across the line. Can you imagine if you start to read one line and then you finish it on the next line?
My,
that's
me.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's what I used to do. That's why they thought I was retarded. Seriously. All right.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and
I used to.
People just think that's them. There's no way to cure it.
Uh-huh. Well,
so
there are ways to cure it. There are ways to cure it. And what I did was I took colored paper, like pink or blue, just light pink or light blue, cut it into a strip maybe 1 inch wide and the width of the page, and I would use that as an underline that would, you know, go lower and lower and lower as I read each line.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me. You can do the same thing with, you know, a large index card, you know, turn it over so the lines are on the side that's not seen.
Well, now they have a thing where they have a little plastic window just for that line.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they expanded upon your project. So a little window that just shows you one line at a time.
They used to make a device called a tachistoscope. And it would show on, it was a projector, and it would show one line at a time. And it would travel.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's for people who had trouble, you know, with dyslexia and reading. Okay. So we think that if parents were involved more, that the students would do better and understand more and probably learn at a faster rate, at an ever-increasing rate, and it'd be better for everybody, right? And you mentioned reading to the dog. Oh, you know, some people may think that that's kind of funny and silly and odd. Well, I don't. I don't, and I'll tell you why. I go out every day, and I'll sit in on the veranda, and the dogs will come over, and I'll talk to them. They really appreciate me talking to them. Now, whether I'm reading to them or talking to them, I don't think it makes all that much difference to them. They just want the attention, and I think it's good for the dogs, and I think it's good for me. And I, just as an aside, I tell my dogs I love them every day. Every pet we have, even the chickens, I tell them I love them. And thank you for being part of our family. And thank you for adopting us.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens as you pet your dog, you're releasing oxytocin from your brain, which is they call it like the cuddle hormone. Makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
They've done experiments to show that the dog gets the same benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually a physiological thing that both of you are feeling better through that process.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
And our dogs run the place here. You know, they just let us live here. They love to death. Three rescues that don't even know. They forgot long ago they're rescues. They want service right away. You know, why don't they open the door faster?
Yeah.
But they're wonderful.
Absolutely.
I couldn't live without them.
And they're family. Marty.
Oh, yeah.
Do students cheat today?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, they do.
Okay.
And it
Why
mainly involves, it, like, 10 to 20 years ago, it was always mastering the art of tiny writing. You know, they'd have some kind of piece of paper tucked in somewhere with, you know, writing the size of a head of a pin, you know, little tiny writing, all their notes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
I used to find.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just find a phone between their legs or a smartwatch. You know, they don't take the time to master the tiny writing anymore. They don't need to. They use their devices.
So they're checking their watches, looking at their phones. What would the, so they've got their notes, their cheat sheet on their phone. Or can you prevent them from taking their phones into class?
No. And some instructors collect all the phones. But the problem with that is, if I have a 70-person class, and I collect all the phones in a big pile, I'm afraid people are going to take the wrong phones, and it's going to be a huge mess.
Yeah, and it would take 5 minutes or 10 minutes to do that.
Yeah, I tell them I don't want to see a phone. If I see a phone, I assume you're cheating. And I want to see hands on the table, no fuddling around, you know, anywhere else. And often somebody tells me. They write. They hand their test in. They write at the bottom. Guy next to me has his phone in his lap, and I can't charge them just by hearsay. But I can keep a close eye on that guy and then call him down. You know, so I try to be as vigilant as possible. And I've caught many over the years, and I've mastered the art of ripping up a test so loud that the room next door hears it. So they get the idea. I don't like cheating.
Well, heck, you know, no one wants a mechanic that doesn't know what he's doing. No one wants a doctor or a nurse who doesn't know what he or she is doing. And oh, we've got one more segment, but thank you for protecting us, Marty. Jeez.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Marty Barrett, as you teach college-level biology classes, and you watch students trying to cheat, what kind of material are they cheating? Are they using formulas, or are they just trying to have multiple choice answers because they really don't know? What is it that they're cheating with? What is the material that they're using? We know that.
Well, I had one student that told me that my test was the first test they've taken in college that wasn't multiple choice. And they wanted to know where the word bank was. They want a selection of choices to pick for the questions. With open-ended questions, they expect to be given a list of acceptable words that some of them would fit. And I was shocked by that, and it made me want to continue to teach open-ended questions. You have to come up with the material yourself. I'm not going to supply all the choices, and you luck out and pick the right ones.
Marty, when I taught advanced computer science at the high school level, I did not use PowerPoint. I spoke, and I would draw on the board. And
I do the same thing.
And those notes are available until I erase them and move on to the next thing that I'm going to write on the board. Okay? And what that did was that forced the students to look up, pay attention, multitask, you know, listen, write, comprehend, all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would tell them what I was going to tell them. I would tell them, and then I would tell them what I told them. But I didn't hand them cheat sheets that were pre-printed for the pleasure of passing exams. And
right.
a lot of the weight of the examination was hands-on, and I'd watch them demonstrate what they learned. They had to do it. And if they couldn't do it, they didn't pass. And I guess maybe the class was so demanding that I had a 75% dropout rate early in the... Oh, yeah. I was able to shed three-quarters of my class, within, 30 days, 45 days. It was great.
Wow. It is, you know, crazy. I had you didn't have a job in most places.
Well, I had 60 students, and they whittled themselves down to 15. And those 15 were pretty darn good. The rest of them probably couldn't have cut it. So what's wrong? What are we doing wrong? I mean, not you, not me, but what are teachers doing wrong, or what's the system doing wrong that's allowing these students to not be able to understand the material as well as we did when we were in their shoes?
Yeah, I don't know how to back up. I think it's because this generation has been coddled a little bit by their parents and by their teachers, and they need to know that just this is the way it's done, and that's it. There's no wiggle room. This is the stuff you have to know, and you have to know it. And they
When you communicate with your students, okay, you communicate with them, and they respond. Do they respond in cryptic ways, like they use shortcuts of cell phone text communications with you and expect that that's acceptable?
Yeah, a lot do online. They say, like, I get lots of, hey, what's my grade? That's the only thing it says. It doesn't say what class you're in. I have to derive your name from the address, which is often from their home address, and it's some kind of goofy thing that I don't know, you know? So,
hey, what's,
yeah,
hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's my grade?
What's my grade? Mm-hmm. Plenty of those.
Wow. What's wrong with Mrs. Barrett or Dr. Barrett? I am Vincent Finelli. I was just checking in to see what my grade status is. Can you provide that? Thank you very much. Vincent Finelli, what's wrong with that?
I get some
Does
of
that
those
happen?
Too. Yeah, I get some of those. I do, which is refreshing.
Okay. Wow, to me that's just common. That should be every. That should be the beginning. That should be like the lowest common denominator. Wow, we're in trouble. Marty, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to being on the air with you again and again and again. Marty Barrett,
okay,
biology
thanks.
Instructor at the college level. Thank you, Marty.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.